Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Big Footy Podcast Off-Season Extra. I am, of course, the Wookie. With me today, I have Jani Hockanen, the president of the Finland Australian Football League. Good morning, well, good evening to you, Jani.
Good morning to you, Jason.
I guess I'd like to start by finding out just how you got involved in Australian football in Finland.
Well, it was sort of by accident, or a friend of my wife's actually started playing in the team that was founded in Turku, that's one of the cities in Finland, in 2009, and I didn't have a hobby back then. I was had just moved to that town, and sounded like fun. Went to do some kicking drills with the guys in the park, and it felt fun. And then I think a month after that I played my first game, and then I was hooked.
And what position do you play?
I played basically because we play the nine-a-side version because of the fields and the numbers. So we basically have like we have the forward line with three players, and then the on-ballers that are three players, and then the back line.
Okay.
So I played mostly back line, but I've played all positions almost, except the ruckman, because I'm relatively short. So.
No worries. What does your job as president involve?
Well, I think... it starts with the organizing the league schedule for the year, and then helping out with organizing some of the events that are under the FAFL's responsibility. Like we have something called the FAFL Cup, that's like the preseason main event sort of. So me and the rest of the board members usually organize that. And then the grand final is organized by the FAFL. And then we try to organize a lot of practice matches for the national team, and then keep the league rolling, so to speak. But a lot of the responsibilities concerning the actual league game dates and such are made by the local teams, so they have to book the pitches and organize the game events.
Okay, so how many teams are there in the Finland League?
There are four teams currently, and we're sort of branching out to two other towns, but they're not yet competing in the league. So we have four teams in the league, yeah.
Okay, and how many players would there be in those teams?
Well, all in all, in the league, I think something around 100 players. That's about it, yeah.
Okay, and you guys play on a rectangle, yes?
Rectangle, yeah. Either soccer pitch or gridiron.
Yeah.
Football pitch.
And it's 15.
Depending on what... Sorry.
And it's 15 aside, like 9 on the field, 6 on the bench?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the version we have this year, yeah.
Okay. So how do you see, how far has Australian football come in the time that you've been involved in Finland?
It's come forward quite a bit. You have to take it slow with this kind of stuff. We've noticed that it's hard to branch out without... We sort of tried to organize events in some other towns where there aren't any teams yet, but it's difficult to get like people to come and watch the games. But since I've started this game, which was I think five years ago, we've seen one new team enter the league and
okay, so
it's not far, yeah.
Are there any different? Well, how often do the teams play?
During the summer, we play. Well, this year, every team played, I think, 10 games in total. That's including the semifinal and the grand final or the third position game.
And that's a regularly held competition, or is that tee up their own matches?
Yeah, that's a regularly held competition. So that's every year. But that's the FAFL league.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we have the FAFL Cup tournament, which is before the actual
and that's
home and away season.
That's a pre-season competition.
Pre-season, yeah.
And then
we have the friendlies, national team friendlies and such.
Okay, and so who plays in the FAFL Cup? Just is it invite only, or is it?
So far, it's been only the same teams that play in the league afterwards. But in the future, we're looking into inviting teams from Sweden as well. We have some good experiences with playing friendly games against teams from the Stockholm League, which is not far away from us. So I was about to
ask how you get along with teams around you, like the AFL Sweden guys.
Yeah, we get along just fine with them. One of our teams, the Turku Dockers, they played, I think, two friendlies against a team from the Stockholm League, and the national team has played against another team from Stockholm League. So, and in the future we'll be playing probably against the Swedish Elks as well. That's work in progress, but yeah, it's a wise choice or a good choice for us, because it's not a bad trip from Finland to Sweden. It's pretty close, and it's a fun boat trip as well.
Okay.
Well.
How difficult is it to organise like facilities and do you have travel problems with travel? Was the distance an issue?
Yeah, well, the big one of our teams in the league is Vaasa, and that's far away from every other team. So it's a six-hour drive from every other neighbor. So that's sort of a problem, because everybody's obviously this is just an amateur thing for everybody involved in Finland. So it's a weekend thing, and it takes a day to go there and come back. And another issue that some of the clubs have here is that they have some difficulties booking fields from cities and communities, because I think a lot of people don't know what Aussie rules is, or most people in Finland don't know it. So they get it mixed up with rugby union. So they assume that we ruin the pitches. That seems to be the problem in some of the towns. In Helsinki, where I'm from, we've been able to organize pitches quite easily. So. But yeah, there are some problems still.
No worries. The International Cup is coming up, but the European Championships were a couple of weeks ago. Did you guys go to that?
European Championships? No, we didn't go this year, no. We went to the Axios Euro Cup.
Yeah, how did you go there?
We did good, yeah. We were there sixth. I hope I don't lie about this, but yeah, we finished pretty well. I think that was our best result in at least, I don't know, 5-6 years or something.
Fair enough.
We couldn't go to the Euro Championships this year. We had some problems getting numbers, but a lot of it had to do with one of our teams is made up of young players, and most of them are doing the mandatory military service right now.
So
next year, hopefully we'll have a better situation with that.
Mandatory military service intervenes. Who knew?
Yeah.
Well, it's an original one. Of all the people I've talked to, that hasn't been one of the problems that they've faced with putting a team on the park. So, yeah. You've got the International Cup coming up in August next year.
Yeah.
Will we be seeing a team from Finland?
Yeah, we've. Well, hopefully, we'll be seeing a team. You'll be seeing a team from Finland there. We're definitely trying our very best to organize that.
Yeah, and your guys are called the Icebreakers, is that right?
Icebreakers, yeah. The national team started off as Finnish Lions, I think, but turned out that there are quite a few Lions in the,
okay.
in the football national teams. So nowadays we're the Icebreakers.
No worries. Last time the only time you've been before was 2008, is that right?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, yeah. I hadn't even started back then, but yeah, 2008, that was previous one, yeah.
Yeah, and you did 1-4, I think, according to Wikipedia. So, some room for improvement, but how confident are you of putting a team on the park for this? How strong is the team going to be?
It's going to be a lot stronger than the one that we have had 2008. We have really, from that point, we have come forward quite a lot. So if we get everybody to travel to Australia for the IC Cup next year, everybody that we need there, so we're definitely going to be a stronger team than we were back then. Back then, a lot of players had just started the game, but now we have like seasoned players who played since 2008, even longer, Finnish players, and we already have something of a football tradition here in Finland, or Aussie rules tradition. So it's gonna be. I'm pretty confident. Only obviously it's gonna be a problem getting everybody to Australia, but yeah, because of the traveling cost and everything, but. We're working very hard to get that organized.
Well, let's hope we can see you guys there. Lastly, I guess, what's your vision for the future in Finland in terms of Australian football?
Well, my vision is that we have at least two or three more teams in the FAFL League, and hopefully we'd have also like regional city leagues. Like in the biggest cities. Already this year, the Turku team could play some internal games, like because they had such big numbers. And also, we in Helsinki, where I'm from, we played a couple of friendly international rules games against the Gaelic football club that's here. So my vision is that we have a strong and steady Finland AFL. League plus some regional leagues that go on at the same time, and obviously to improve our standings in the International Cup and other international tournaments. Yeah, that's my vision. Yeah.
Well, let's hope you succeed. There's nothing better than hearing about team leagues and overseas working to meet their goals. And part of what I'm doing here is trying to draw some attention to the work that you guys are doing over there.
Yeah, much appreciated.
Well, I'm glad to help. Is there anything else you wanted to add to this?
So one thing I forgot to mention is that we already have some junior players in Turku, actually. So part of my vision and everybody's vision is that in a few years' time we'd have some like a junior league here as well. And that way we'll get some real, we get to go forward in a big way with the new young players. So,
and how did that come about?
Well, I think one of the coaches in Turku, and he was one of the two founders of the team. His oldest son is at that age that he can start practicing football, so I think it sort of revolves around this coach Craig Primer, who's from Geelong, and his son and their friends. So that's the way it's working right now. Yeah, he's coaching the junior team there.
Okay. Look, I haven't got any more questions. And you've been pretty good with the answers. So if I wanted to play football in Finland, if I was travelling or I lived in Finland and I wanted to play some football there, how would I go about that?
Well, I think the easiest way to find us right now is via Facebook. So you can find us there. But just come to our trainings and look us up on Facebook, contact us. Everybody's welcome. We've had quite a lot of like backpackers and people playing in the league, and Aussies are welcome as well. So we don't exclude expat Aussies from the league either. So everybody's welcome.
So how many expat Aussies would you have in the league?
Well, two of the teams, Vaasa and Salo, they're I think close to 100% Finnish, but Turku and Helsinki have, I think, Turku is, I think, about 50-50 or something. So half Aussies, half Finnish.
It's still a good sign if you've got two full teams that are basically Finnish.
Yeah, it is, definitely. Yeah.
The less reliance on the expats, the better. Not that I've got anything against the expats, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a good sign to have, like, local people who are interested in the sport, yeah. And we've got other expats than Aussies. We've got Irish people, Colombian people, Greeks, everybody. So it's something of a expat sport. So we're welcoming everybody. So it's a good atmosphere and good international feel in the teams here. So
excellent. Well, I've been talking to Jani Hockenen, the president of the Finland Australian Football League. And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Jason.